From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show, continuing on. Now, by the way, if you ever miss a conversation here and you want to get back to it, go to stevegruber.com, powered by podcast. You can also find us on iTunes and Spotify and a whole bunch of other places, plus Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual suspects on social media. My next guest here, Al Parada, is the managing editor of The Stream, and it's a website that I've become very fond of over the last couple of years. It has great stories from a little different angle from time to time. You've also worked at Voice of America and other places. Al, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So let me ask you, I want to get your take on, first of all, Nancy Pelosi and a whole bunch of Democrats go party it up in Puerto Rico. People like Bob Menendez, we should have done a hand check down there with Bob to see what he was up to, but I digress a bit. But Nancy's down there partying it up, and then she gets back to D.C. and says, well, it's just too dangerous to have the State of the Union address. Maybe you should just mail it in, Mr. President. I'm like, really? That's the best you've got? And I think the danger coming out of November of 2018, Al, was the Democrats beginning to get to a point where they're too cocky and overplaying their hand. And that's what it looks like to me, right or wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my gosh. I mean, think of it this way. It's an act of political theater against the guy who's the Shakespeare of political theater. Does she really think that opening that door for Trump to do something else is a smart thing to do? It's just silly to think about it because, you know, oh, don't come on over here, you know, because it's not enough security. Even that's kind of stupid when you think about it because she's saying, oh, we don't want you to come over here because we're worried about our security. And the reason there's a shutdown is because Donald Trump is worried about
security.
Security.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, and here's the thing. There's not a single person, Al, not a thinking person anyway, in government today that actually believes that we shouldn't have a secure border. Now, they're playing games, word games, semantics games with, well, it's a wall. We don't need a wall. You know, walls are medieval. Well, walls may be medieval. They also work. You know, the people coming across the border in San Diego drop by 99% when they put a wall up. And people say, yeah, just in that area. Yeah, just in the area that has, well, a wall. Did it slow it down by 99%? I mean, it's crazy. Nobody believes an open border is a good idea, do they?
Well, that's what's interesting to me, because that is the question for Pelosi and the others. Is the question the real issue with them? Is it really the fact about American sovereignty? Is that the thing that's immoral? America itself? Because like you say, and everybody says, hey, they've been all for these borders and securities and walls all this earlier time. Has something changed? Has the Democratic Party gone so far to the left
Yes. That
it's the border itself that's immoral, not,
yes,
not a piece of concrete out in the middle of nowhere, a piece of steel out in the middle of nowhere? I mean, who cares what it is?
The fact of the matter is, I think you've nailed it. Yeah, and you can go back to very leftist events like the first Earth Day in 1970. What is to blame for all the ills in the world, whether it's environmental or economic? It's America. America is to blame. America uses too much when it comes to natural resources. Americans are too rich and too arrogant. You know that. I mean, that's the whole problem with the world, Al, is there's too many Americans and they're too rich and they're too, you know, the ugly American. And Democrats have come to embrace this misguided notion quite clearly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. We raped and pillaged all these, you know, Latin American countries. So, hey, those folks should be able to come across the border. You know, it's they're reclaiming their stuff. Basically, that would be the argument. That's the only logical explanation for the sudden, you know, disinterest in walls. Unless you want to go the other way, the more political way, which is they would rather see Americans suffer and the economy suffer and the country be in chaos than give Trump a victory.
Well,
I built the wall.
You've hit on something else that's extremely important. You've hit on something else that I think is extremely important I need to point to, and that is keep an ongoing crisis and chaos continuously. That's part of how the Democrats operate. There has to be an ongoing crisis all the time. Otherwise, what the hell would they have to do? I mean, seriously.
I mean, and I think that's what maybe is so confusing in a sense to somebody like Donald Trump right now is he's a deal maker. He's sitting there going, hey, come on in. I want the wall. Come in. Tell me what it is you really want. We'll make a deal. We'll be done. What? We'll be done by 15 minutes. We can go have lunch. We can go have Big Macs together. But they're not coming in. And I think it's dawning on, hey, they really don't want this. They really do not want a comprehensive solution to the problem of immigration.
Yeah, Big Macs. Another big crisis at the White House, by the way. They probably cause global warming and different problems. Obesity's okay, but global warming's anyhow, Al Parada here, managing editor of the stream, and I think you've nailed it. Here's the point, though. The president is starting to suffer in the polls, even with Rasmussen. His polling numbers are at the lowest point they've been in a year, just 43% support from Rasmussen. That has been as high as 51% in the last month, but this is not playing well, at least currently. Now, when Nancy Pelosi starts playing games with the State of the Union, and we see two more caravans and more forming on their way north, trying to make their way to the United States, carrying the flags of other countries, throwing rocks at our border security, I think at some point, if Donald Trump hangs on, he wins this argument. Your thoughts?
Yes, he knows he has to build a barrier. And I think he will do it by whatever means he can do, legal means he can do to do it. It's going to happen.
At what point does he declare that national emergency?
I think he gives the Democrats more time to hang themselves a little bit more. I think he strings it out a little bit. Maybe he waits until it's after the point where he can do reductions in force in the government, you know, cut down the number of government employees. Hey, we have to do a reduction in force. The government shut down. It's coming, and he's going to do it. He's going to do it one way or the other, and I think that's just...
It has to happen.
It
simply has to happen. You can't have 2,000 people coming across that border, unvetted, unchecked, and then unleashed on all of us, you know, in the following days, weeks, months, and years. It just cannot work that way.
Yeah. And the one thing we have to consider about Trump is I don't think he cares about the rate polls. I really don't.
No, he
talks about it a lot, but I think at the end of the day, there's still that part of him goes, I don't need to be doing this. If you want to vote me out, fine. I'll go back to my lovely wife, my lovely building of resorts. I love building resorts. I have a great life. You want to vote me out? Fine. I don't care about the polls.
I think that's the real beauty of it.
You know, I don't care what anybody thinks about it.
I agree with you. I think that's the real beauty of it is the fact that, you know, he doesn't seem to care a hell of a lot about how it all plays out. At any rate, let me give you the last word here, Al Parada, and tell folks how they can find out more about the stream and your team of great writers.
Oh, man. We're at stream.org. Stream.org. It's really worth checking out. Lots and lots of great articles. Like I say, the best part of my job as managing editor is hitting publish. And we've got some great stories up there on successful attempts to bring down human trafficking. We've got lots of stuff about March of Life for Tomorrow. Beautiful article from John Zamira coming out. I forget what time it is now. So it's either out now or about to come out.
It's all good.
Track of time. But stream.org, please check us out. It's got some really great stuff there, especially today.
Al Parada, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
It's the Steve Rivers Show.